内容还有很重要的福音真理。
This contains a lot of important truth about gospel.
它的背景是在初代教会的时期，许多守旧的犹太信徒仍然坚守着割礼和守摩西律法的传统。
The background is that in the early church, there's still a lot of Jewish Christians who still hold fast to the Moses law and tradition and also circumcision.
他们认为外邦人要做基督徒，就必须先接受犹太教的传统，受割礼才算是得救。
Those Jewish Christians believe that in order for any Gentile to be Christian, they have to accept the Jewish tradition.And have the circumcision in order to be saved.
这些附加的条件基本上是没有认清神的救赎恩典的本质。
These added-on criteria is based upon not knowing God, the essence of God's salvation.
保罗特别针对这些错误的教训，写了罗马书，以阐明因信称义跟因信得救的真理。
So therefore, the Paul wrote this, talk about this, this mistake, this wrong idea. So emphasizing on justification through faith and save through faith.
这个因信称义、因信得救的真理使所有相信的人都可以得到神借着他的爱子耶稣基督所成就的救赎。
And this justification through faith and save through faith.Is that the way that everybody can able to accept Jesus Christ is a personal savior? Therefore, the redemption is coming through Jesus Christ.
保罗在刚刚所读到的第五章一到五节，他给我们阐述了说，在称义以后，我们有的福分跟经历。
In the words of chapter 5, verse 15, it talk about that blessing is an experience coming from justification through faith.
所以我想借着这段经文来跟大家一起思想我们怎样真正的经历神。
So using this passage, we got to all think of together and think about what is the really meaning of experiencing God.
以至于我们可以随着属灵年岁的增长而发现神在我们每个人心目中确实是比以前更伟大而不是更渺小。
As through our spiritual growth, we will discover how big is God in our heart andand really discover that how great he is in our heart and no longer insignificant.
首先让我们先来定义一下什么是经历。
First of all, let's put a definition what is to experience.
根据韦士第字典的话，它的意思是用一段的时间去做，去观察某件事，或去感受某件事而被它影响，或者是透过某件事来学习。
According to the Webster Dictionary, the meaning is to the process of doing and seeing things, of having things happen to you, or the skill or knowledge that you got by doing something.
如果我们再将这些定义归纳一下
Let's, if you can conclude the meaning in this way.
我们可以将这个经历分成三个部分
We call experience into three steps.
第一部分就是要参与
The first step is to participate.
第二部分是受影响。
The second step to be moved or influenced.
第三步当然是要学习我们所学所得到的。
The third step is to learn what we have gotten from the Bible, from the verses.
所以透过这三个步骤，经历能够帮助我们对某件事的认识跟了解更多。
So through these three steps, the experience help us.To know more and understand more about certain things.
就如露西对亚斯兰的认识一样。
This is just like Lucy, how she understand and learn more about Aslan.
我们也需要借着经历神来提升我们对神的认识跟信心。
We have to use the experiencing God to elevate us, elevate our faith and our knowledge toward God.
那么我们要认识什么呢？
So question is, what we have to learn, what we have to discover about?
也就是要认识神的性情跟品格。
We have to learn and discover God's temperament,
品格和能力
character and strength.
为什么需要认识呢？
Why we have to know to learn?
就是为了要提升我们对神的信心。
Because this way we can elevate our faith toward God.
相信它确实是大过我们人生所有的难题跟苦难。
So such a faith will make us certain that He is greater. than our suffering and our difficulty in our lives.
所以我们透过保罗对罗马教会的教导而真正的经历神，我们怎么样来做呢？
So how we go using this book from Paul to the Roman church, teaching us how to really experiencing God.
让我把刚刚这个经历的定义延伸到经历神的实行上面。
So let us take this definition of experience into actual implementation of experiencing God.
首先去参与就是去参与神的性情跟品格。
First is to participating God's is to participating in His temperament and characters.
而要参与神的性情跟品格，就必须要先与神相合。
The first criteria in order to have a temperament, a participation.Participating in God's temperament and character is to have peace with God.
这个是第一步。
This is the first step.
同样的，第二步的受影响也有一个前提。
So second step also had a premises.
那就是我们必须用心的去体会神的心意。
The second step to be affected, we have to be aware and know about God's will.
也可以说是我们要体贴圣灵的感动跟带领。
Another way of saying that to wear and to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because God is Spirit.
最后第三步的学习所得是指追求属灵品格的成熟。
The third step is to learn what we were to practice or to learn what we have received is to learn to be mature in our spiritual character.
这是用一生的时间去追求。
Is using our whole life to pursue.
因为经历神不是追求瞬间的情感的提升。
Because pursuing God, experiencing God is not a one-time instantaneous emotional lift.
而是一生与神同行，让神的性情品格可以近乎完全的在我们身上彰显出来。
It's a whole life walking with God and let God's temperament and character dissolve in us and slowly we spread out, magnify ourselves in our lives.
所以今天我就想用这三个步骤跟大家来分享怎样真正的经历神。
So we using three steps to talk about how to really experience God.
但是因为时间的限制，我今天只分享第一跟第二点。
Because of time constraint, we only consider the first and second step.
第三个步骤就留到下一次有时间有机会我再跟大家分享。
The first step we'll leave it until next time.
那么第一步是我们怎样能参与神的性情跟品格而与神相交呢？
The first step is how do we participate in God's temperament character and have a fellowship with him?
就是要与神相合。
Number one, we need to have a peace with God first.
如果让我们再一次回到刚刚亚斯兰跟露西见面的镜头。
Let us go back to the scene where Aslan and Lucy, they have a conversation.
虽然他们不是第一次见面。
Even though they are not first time met.
不过让我们假设他是第一次。
Let's imagine this is the first time they met.
那么如果你是 Lucy 的话，当你第一次看到一只狮子向你走过来的时候。
If you are Lucy, the first time you see a lion coming toward you.
你会有什么样的感觉？
What's your feeling?
你会不会感到很吃惊，而想要赶快的逃走？
Will you be really terrified and want to run away?
为什么？
Why?
因为我们从小就学到狮子是危险的，是可怕的。
Because when we're young, we learn about the lion is dangerous and horrifying.
换句话说，我们跟狮子是互相为敌的。
So in other words, that we are enemy with the lion.
可是当狮子亲切地叫着你的名字的时候，要你接近它的时候，怎么样？
What happened if the lion tenderly calling your names and tell you come near him? What's your feeling at that time?
你可能会有说不出的惊奇，也许想探一探究竟，对不对？
Your reaction is that you will be surprised and you will want to find out what's going on.
我们看到从电影当中亚斯兰的主动跟露西的勇气接近亚斯兰。
We can see that in the movie, the Aslan actively seeking Lucy, and the Lucy's courage to come close to Aslan.
在这里面有一个大前提。
In here, we have a premises.
也就是说，他们之间并没有敌意。
In here, that we see that between them, there's no animosity.
保罗在第一节说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Paul in the first verse says that since we have justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
与神相合也就是说不再与神为敌的意思。
Peace with God means no longer being enemy of God.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们是与神为敌的。
Bible clearly states is that we are enemy to God.
因为我们每个人都带有从始祖亚当夏娃因着悖逆神所来的罪性。
Because all of us carry on the sinful nature coming from our first ancestor, from the Adam and Eve.
结果是我们有罪的我们是无法接近圣洁的神。
So therefore, because of sin, we can never come close to holiness, come close to holy, the God of holiness.
如果你还记得我在八月份跟你们分享的以弗所书二章的信息的时候
，You remember, and sometime in August, I shared with you about chapter 2 Ephesians.
我一提到我们一出生就在远离神、没有指望的位置。
So when we born and we are in a position of away from God without hope.
也就是说，因着我们的原罪，我们根本无法。
It's because of our original sin and a sinful nature, we never can come close to God.
更谈不上我们要参与神的性情跟品格，与他相交。
We cannot come close to God. How can we even participate in His temperament, character, and have fellowship with Him?
所以，若我们要真正的经历神，我们就必须要先与神相合。
So, in order really truly experiencing God, the first thing we have to do is have peace with Him first.
那么，怎么跟与神相合呢?
So how do we have peace with God?
保罗指出唯一的方法就是因信称义。
Paul only pointed out to one and only one way, justification through faith.
我们知道这个称义本来是个法庭上的名词。
We know justification is actually a term we use in court.
意思就是说你该受的刑罚已经付清了。
It means that your penalty has been paid.
所以法官先判你无罪。
So the judge is saying acquittal, put an acquittal on you.
如果我们稍微想一想,
we think about a little bit.
我们都是有罪之身, 怎么能被宣判为无罪开释呢?
We already have sin nature and sin. How can we say that we are acquittal without any sin?
除非是有人愿意代替我们受该受的惩罚。
Only someone willing to substitute us and pay for this penalty.
而且这个人必须是无罪的。
And this person has to be without sin.
在旧约利未记的十六章记载了神怎么样指示以色列人如何用公山羊来代罪。
In the Leviticus chapter 16, and God told the Israelites how to use a goat to substitute, become a substitute sacrifice.
以色列人称这个代罪的羊叫做归于阿撒谢勒的羊。
The Israel called this is a lamb is belong to Asherah.Or scapegoat.
这个代罪的观念到了神的儿子耶稣基督差遣受差遣降世为人后。
And this substitutes the sin being substitute concept it carry on to the son the God's only son Jesus Christ. He come down and die for our sin.
也就实现在耶稣基督的身上。
You see it in the life of Jesus Christ.
新约希伯来书的作者说。像耶稣基督这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司原是与我们合宜的他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全了
In the Bible in Hebrew it says that the one who is holy blameless pure set apart from sinner exalt about the heavenUnlike the other high priest, he does not need to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sin and then for the sin of the people. He sacrificed for their sin once for all when he offered himself.
这是指的就是耶稣基督以无罪之身来代替我们。
This is saying that Jesus Christ using his sinless body to substitute for our sin.
为我们的罪而死的赎罪大功。
He redeemed us from our sin.
所以，若是我们相信耶稣基督所成就的
，If we believe Jesus what Jesus Christ done on the cross，
愿意悔改接受他成为我们个人的主。
We willing repent and accept him as our personal savior.
我们就可以如保罗所说的，如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Just like Paul saying that, and now and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that come by Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus.
Yeah, 这也就是因信称义的福音真理。
This is what is called the main truth about gospel truth about justification through faith.
也是唯一能让我们与神相合的方法。
It's the only way that we can have a peace with God.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，So dear friends,
让我问一个问题。
I may ask you a question.
你今天对神的印象是怎么样
？What's your impression about God?
是危险可怕而让你想要避开呢
？Is it dangerous and horrifying, and that you really want to try to escape?
还是让你好奇的想要靠近
？Or is someone that you curious want to come close?
主耶稣在启示录三章二十节这样讲。
Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 say this.
他说：“看哪，我在站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
He said that here am I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
这是主耶稣的邀请。
This is the invitation from Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣怎么样叩我们的心门呢
？Now Lord Jesus Christ, how does he knock on our heart?
是不是他真的从天上伸出手来，然后到你的心门这样叩嘞
？Is really to stick a hand from the heaven and into knock on your chest?
当然不是。
Of course not.
当我们在听到的时候 也就是主耶稣在叩我们的心门的时候
When we're listening to the gospel is the time that is like Jesus knock on our heart
而我们信道的时候也就是我们打开我们的心门来接纳他进来的时候
When we believe the gospel is the time that we open our heart and accept him into our heart
所以若是你打开你的心门让主耶稣进到你的心中
If you open our heart and have Jesus come to your heart
你就会有主的宴席在你里面。
In your heart, there will be a banquet. God was eating and sit with you.
你就可以经历他所为你预备的喜乐、丰富与饱足。
So you will experiencing what he prepared for you, the joy, the richness, and the fulfillment.
凭着对主耶稣的信心
，because your faith to Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，我们就被称为义，而与神相合。
So Paul said to us is that we become righteousness and have peace with God.
我们因此可以进入神的家中。
Therefore, we can go into the God's house.
我们可以参与神的性情跟品格。
We will have a temperament of love with God and have his character and also fellowship.
我们可以与神相交，这个就是经历神的第一步。
We have a fellowship with God. This is the experience at the first step.
所以，我们若要更进一步的经历他
，If we want to step further into experiencing Him,
我们就必须愿意用心去体会他的心意。
We have to use our heart to understand and know His will.
领受他的带领
，accept His leading.
所以我们的属灵生命才能够每天的成长。
So that our spiritual growth will be going up each day.
那么我们怎么样去体会神的心意呢
？So how do we know about God's will?
我们要怎么样？要体贴圣灵的感动跟带领。
Then we have to be aware and moved by the Holy Spirit.
我要请大家稍微注意一下这个经文的第五节的后半段。
Let's pay attention to verse 5, the letter on the verse 5 in our reading scripture.
保罗说所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Paul said that God, Holy Spirit, pour out his love in our heart.
可见得神有一个心意是要将他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So we see that God have a mindset that he want to pour out his love to us.
以至于当我们面对困难的时候，我们仍然不会丧志，不会感到羞愧。
So when we're facing difficulty, we will not be discouraged. We will not be ashamed.
我们能欢欢喜喜地盼望他的荣耀和面对人生的患难。
We will be joyful in the hope of his glory and in the facing of the adversary in our lives.
而爱的浇灌，保罗说，是透过神所赐给我们的圣灵。
The pouring out of love is through the whole God's given Holy Spirit.
由此可见，圣灵的工作之一是遵从神的心意来传达他的爱。
So you can see that the work of Holy Spirit, the number one is comply what God can the comply the will of God to us, so we can understand His love.
所以，我们若是要更进一步的经历神，我们需要学习怎么样细心的体会并顺从圣灵的带领跟感动。
If we want to step one more step to experiencing God, we have to have a sensitive and willing heart to understand and obey the moving and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，我们要学习怎么样体贴圣灵的感动跟带领。
That means that we have, this is how tell us how to live according to the inspiration and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就让我再进一步解释这个需要。
Let's explain how do we need to.Have this need to inspiration need.
我们知道，在约翰福音第四章记载了一段主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的一个对话。
In John chapter 4, it talk about Jesus and talking to a Samaritan woman.
在对话当中，主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说：“神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵跟诚实拜他。”
In their conversation, the Lord Jesus Christ talked to Samaritan woman, saying this: God is spirit, and his worshipper must worship in spirit and in truth.
在这里，心灵指的是圣灵。
In here, the spirit is the Holy Spirit.
而诚实指的是真理。
And the truth in Chinese is honesty, but actually is the truth talk about.
所以当主耶稣说拜神的必须用心灵跟诚实拜他时，他的意思是说，我们要借着圣灵和真理，也可以说是借着真理的圣灵来敬拜神。
So when Jesus is saying that all in God is a spirit and his worshipper must worship in spirit and truth, that means we have to rely on the scripture and also Holy Spirit in order to worship him because God is spirit.
Yeah, 因为神是灵。换句话说，我们与神之间的沟通必须透过圣灵跟神的话语来沟通。
In other words, that is that in order to communicate with God, we have to go through the Holy Spirit and also God's Word.
因此，一个尚未认识耶稣是基督的人，就如撒玛利亚的妇人一样，是无法真正的敬拜神。
So therefore, a person who does not know Jesus Christ, is just like Samaritan woman, she cannot.One cannot worship God, really worshiping God.
因为他与神之间的沟通管道是不通的。
Because the channel is blocked.
就好像今天的调频收音机跟调幅收音机一样。
Just like the AM and FM radio.
你不能用调幅的收音机去收听调频的收音机的频道。
You cannot use AM radio, AM set to listen to FM station.
因为两个之间的频率是完全不同的。
Because the rate of frequency is totally different.
然而，对于所有因信称义与神相合的人来讲
，But to the people who have justified through faith and come close with have peace with God, this is a different story.
这个与神沟通的管道已经是被打通了。
This connection with God is already unblocked.
因为神所赐给的圣灵内住在所有。神的儿女的身上。
The reason is unblocked because God giving Holy Spirit is already living in this God's children's heart.
这就是为什么保罗说圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女的道理。
That's why in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, saying that Spirit Himself testified that with our spirit that God, we are God's children.
可是你有没有发现
？But don't you do you ever discover?
当我们生活繁忙。
When we are busy,
以至于思念地上的事多于思念天上的事的时候
，When we think about the worldly things more than the heavenly thing,
我们就会忽略圣灵的感动和神透过圣灵要向我们所说的话。
We often ignore the Holy Spirit inspiration, the Holy Spirit, and ignore what God tried to say to us through the Holy Spirit.
这个结果是我们对神会感到很生疏。
And then at the end of it, we find really a strain with God's, with God's.
我们对他的心意并不清楚。
We don't know about His will.
这个在人生的顺境的时候，这个可能不是那么严重。
In a smooth sailing, that's not that big a deal.
但是当苦难来临的时候，你就可能会感到神好像对你一点都不在乎。
However, when we're facing difficulty, you will feel like God doesn't care.
好像是把你抛弃了一样。
Feel like you've been abandoned.
所以神好像就变成了被你抱怨的主，而不是为你平静风浪的
主。So God is become a Lord, a God that you whom you complain about. It's no longer God.You who calm the storm in your life any longer.
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会就有这样的劝勉。
Paul said to Thessalonian church at Thessalonian, and had this saying.
他说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the spirit.
他的意思是说让圣灵表达神要所要他表达的。
He's saying that let the Holy Spirit speak what he need to reveal about God.
不要阻止他。
Do not stop him.
保罗要我们知道的是，我们若是要真正的经历神
，Paul wants us to really know that we really want to experience in God.
我们就不能把我们与神之间的沟通管道用自己的许多思虑烦恼给塞住。
So our connection with God cannot be blocked, be with all those worries, all the trouble in our head.
这是会有不良的后果的。
This is had not a good result.
就让我分享一下我最近的一个经验。
Let me share with you my recent experience.
我们在这边在前几个礼拜的一个周末
，a few weeks a weekend，
这个附近的地区下了一场大雨。
Around here there's a lot of thunderstorm.
我太太跟我本来都是有恃无恐。
My wife and I usually have nothing to fear.
因为我们的那个雨水排泄系统去年才刚换新。
Because our gutter system is all changed last year.
而且过去几次下雨也都没有问题。
So past couple of storm, with no problem.
但是当这一次这个大雨开始倾盆而下的时候
，But when this is time, this rain storms come down heavy.
我就发现这个雨水不但没有从排水沟道的下面出来，反而从屋顶上面满了出来。
I found that there's no rain water coming out from the gutter, but actually come out from the roof, overflowing.
我马上知道这个排水沟道已经被那个外来的东西给堵住了。
Then I find out that this gutter must be blocked with something.
我们本来以为是没有问题的，现在反而有问题了。
I thought it's no problem. Then now I find there is a problem.
所以这件事让我学到，就是说，当我疏于维护一件东西的时候，我不应该惊讶说它会给我出状况。
So that's why I learned something. If you neglect certain maintenance on certain things, don't be surprised they will come in such a situation.
同样的，我们跟神之间的关系也是这样。
In the same way, it's our relationship with God.
但我们忽视圣灵的感动。
If we neglect the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
我们就是把我们与神之间的管道给塞住了。
We are actually blocking the channel between us and God.
后果是我们得不到神的恩典跟带领。
In the end of it, what will happen to us? We will cannot get the leading and the grace from God.
尤其是当我们面对人生风浪的时候
，especially when we facing the storm in our lives，
你想圣灵怎么样能够赐下够用的恩典，怎么样能够把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里呢
？How can the Holy Spirit give us enough grace, and how can God's love pour into our heart？
所以，当我们无法感受到神的爱的时候
，when we cannot feel God's love。
我们也就没有办法在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
We also cannot have joy when we're facing difficulty.
这个时候我们感到这个神并不够大。
At that moment, we feel like God's no longer big.
因为他没有大过我们的患难。
He's not bigger than our trouble.
所以当我们忽视神所透过圣灵给我们的指示、劝勉跟安慰的时候
，When we neglect the Holy Spirit's leading and inspiration through God,
我们也就没有办法经历神的信实跟慈爱。
We cannot experience God's faithfulness and mercy.
我们也没办法经历他的带领。
We cannot experience His leading.
那么你可能会问说，那么圣灵的感动到底是像什么样子呢
？Then you ask, What is light is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣告诉我们说，圣灵来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The Lord Jesus said this. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrongs about sin and righteousness and judgment.
可见呢，圣灵的感动的一个表现是叫人知罪，以至于能与神相合，与神亲近。
So one of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is, so the people will know about their sins, and then they will come close to God because they want to have a peace with God.
使徒约翰在约翰一书也说，我们若说是与神相交，却能在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理的。
In 1 John, it also says that verse 1 and 6, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth.
这告诉我们，我们不能沉迷于罪中之乐。
That means that we cannot just drown ourselves in sin.
但我们愿意认自己的罪。
If we're willing to confess our sin,
约翰说，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
John said that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这就是经历神的信实跟慈爱的一个途径。
So this is the way to how to experience God's faithfulness and his mercy.
圣灵感动的另外一个表现是带领我们进入一切的真理。
Another manifestation of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is that it will lead us, guide us in the truth.
所以要真正的经历神。
So in order to really experience in God,
我们必须要学习不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We have to
体贴圣灵的意思，领受圣灵的影响跟带领。
So that we have to live diminish the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, except the leading and the influence of the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们才能够转向圣洁，满有神的性情跟品格。
In this way that we have the holiness and have the temperament and character of God.
那么怎样体贴圣灵的感动跟带领呢？
So the question is, how are we going to live according to the Holy Spirit calling and inspiration?
那就是在每一天的当中，我们存着诚心跟充足的信心来到神的面前。
That is every day.We have a faith and an earnest heart and a faith come before God.
我们来读着神的话，聆听圣灵的声音。
Read God's word and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵的感动跟带领，我们可以经历神的赦免、确据、供应跟恩典。
Through the inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit, we can experience in God's forgiveness, provision, grace,And assurance.
这也正是保罗要告诉我们的，当我们体贴圣灵的感动与带领，我们就可以欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中，我们也是欢欢喜喜的。
Just like Paul said that if we live according to the Spirit and God have the Holy Spirit guide us, lead us, we will have joyful.In the glory of God, we will be joyful in the glories, in the hope of the glory of God.
因为我们的信心不是基于自己的梦想跟解决的办法。
Because our faith is not based upon our dream or our way of taking care of things.
而是根据神的本身、神的大能以及神的作为。
Our faith is based on God Himself and His ability, His greatness, and what He has done.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So dear brother and sister,
我们再回到原来的问题。
I have one more question to ask you.
你的神够大吗？
Is your God great enough?
有没有愿意回答？
Do you like to answer?
你有没有想过要真正的去经历他呢？
Do you really want to experience him?
若是有的话，保罗告诉我们说，我们必须要先与神相合。
And if you're willing, the first thing Paul tells us that we have to first have peace with him.
我们接受神所赐的恩典。
We accept God's salvation.
然后透过圣灵的感动与带领。
Through the inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们学习怎么样体会神的心意跟每一天的带领。
We learn how to know about His will and follow His will daily.
以至于我们能够磨成耶稣基督的样式。
And then at the end of it, we grind into the model of Jesus Christ.
这个是神给我们一生的功课。
This is a homework for all our lives.
所以我盼望你能够真正的去经历神。
I hope that you all are really can experience in God.
以至于我们能够像保罗所说的。
So that, just like Paul said,
我们能够常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice always, praise continuously, give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for all you in Christ Jesus.
好，谢谢。
Thank
you. 让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你自己的爱子耶稣基督。
We thank you that you give us your only begotten Son.
因为他自己为我们的牺牲。
Because he died for us.
所以我们今天能够得为称为你自己的儿女。
Because he sacrificed his body so that we can become a children of God.
我们献上我们的感谢。
We give our thanks.
你要我们作为你自己的儿女，也要经历你自己的恩典。
You want us to be your children of God. We also want us to experiencing you.
要我们能够参与你自己的性情跟品格。
So that we can participate your temperament and character.
也能够知道你自己的心意为何。
We know that what your will is.
愿主也能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
在这个天路历程的时候，我们能够真的是一步一步的跟随。
In this pilgrimage to the heaven, we can continue following you.
也能够将一切的荣耀归给你。
So that we can give all the glory to you.
我们这样子的仰望、祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.